You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely. You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, ripping on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna lock me up and throw away the key. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day here on KLR Radio, and all of a sudden I can't hear myself. Hang on a second. What did I do? All right, there we go. I think I got it figured out. All right, welcome into the program, folks. This is the Robinson and Horty Show. We're live right here on KLR Radio. It is Wednesday night, otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter right here. And I am joined by the one, the only, the not imaginary Dan, the opulent Amish, otherwise known as Horty Packard.
You know, I have to wonder what's more important to us, changing the name of the show so it'll honestly reflect the show since it's you and me now, or continuing the joke that Dan isn't real. I'm sorry, it's not a joke anymore. Dan is not real. In this timeline, Dan is not real.
I'm going to say potato, potato, as long as you don't call it Mister.
Yeah, right. We cannot assign gender to an amorphous blob. What is that? Would that be a tuber? A tuber,
yeah,
right?
That's technically a tuber, yes.
Taters are tubers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yes, to androgynous tubers. Dan's not real in 77% of the multiverses. True.
That means he is real.
What's going on, man?
Though, apparently. So, the internet and power sagas continue, but as of yesterday, I think they have everything ironed out. Apparently, one of our substations was pretty badly damaged during Snowpocalypse 21, which is why randomly, for 10, 15 minutes of time, I would just lose power like 6, 7, 8 times a day, to the point where I was just about positive they fried my freaking refrigerator when I woke up this morning at 3:30 to this noise. Turns out it was my refrigerator making that noise, so I unplugged it, let it sit for about 2.5, 3 hours, plugged it back in. Everything seemed like it was working, however, it wasn't holding temperature. So I started frantically Googling about what could be causing it, and it said, occasionally on this model, you need to do this. And Ordy and I were joking about this off the air, because apparently my refrigerator's computer brain has a Control-Alt-Delete. Because it was a three-button combination.
You said... when you said I had to hold down three of the four buttons, I said, so basically your computer has Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, no, my refrigerator.
Yeah, you might as well just Alt-F4, but, you know, if it was two buttons, it would be Alt-F4. But with three buttons, it's Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, no, if it was two buttons, I would have just called it the Rage Quit.
Right.
Dude, that's the one thing I miss.
So what's going on other than that, man?
That's the one thing I miss about online computer gaming is messing with noobs when they're stuck. It's like, dude, just hit Alt-F4, you'll be fine. Bloop!
The last time I did that in a game was I was playing MechWarrior Online, and they had just put in third-person view, much to everybody's annoyance. So we would toy with the noob saying, yeah, to get into third-person mode, hit Alt-F4. Boom, dropped out of the match. Every drop, at least one to drop out of the match. So fucking noobs. Read the fucking manual, noob.
What's the fun in that?
I know.
Oh, so did
gone
you...
Gone are the days where you just say, RTFM, noob.
So, did you hear the news? So, because it's not all...
Which
about,
news?
Because it's not all about him. Joe Biden has decided he's not putting his name on the stimulus checks.
Oh. I didn't know that he had the power to sign federal checks.
Well, no, remember everybody made a big deal because Donald Trump, when the first round of stimulus got passed, he made them put his name on the checks.
Oh, that's funny. That's right. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, they made a big deal about that today when it passed through the House, and they're like, this is going to go to Biden's desk, and there won't be any delays because he's not going to make them go back and reprint the checks with his name on them. Like, I really don't care. I still don't know how we're going to pay for
Didn't most of America get a direct deposit anyway?
Pretty much.
How many checks really actually go out?
Very few. Very few.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're either getting it as a direct deposit. I mean, yeah. I can't remember the last time I actually saw a check.
It's been a while for me. I take that back. I get
paycheck or anything. No, I mean...
I get one paper paycheck per year from one of our station hosts because he pays for his time in a paper check. That's it. That's you. I see a paper check once a year. That's basically it.
All right. Yeah. A couple of my clients are, you know, it's funny. I've got the among my oldest clients, a couple of them still pay in check, and a couple of them use PayPal me. So, I mean, that's the, you know, that just shows you how even boomers have embraced tech to a level where, you know, it's just like, dink, here, tap my phone to yours and you get paid. I'm like, great, you want to do that in Bitcoin?
So, don't confuse them.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, would you fax me a check? It's the joke. Could you fax that over to me? I'm sorry, I can't fax where I'm at. Well, where are you at? The 21st century.
Funny thing is,
most of our state offices. Oh, okay. Being suspended from Twitter, I've been insulated. I talked about it last week about how some of your other senses are heightened. And the level, oh God, my fucking governor. Okay,
what did he do now?
Hang on. Okay, he did his state of the state yesterday, and if there was any question as to why he's being recalled, this statement will pretty much sum it up. We will not be returning to normalcy because normalcy implies inequity.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's turned it into, yeah. See, and if you haven't figured out the difference in terms that the left uses between equality and equity, equality means equal potential. Equity means equal result. So we're not going to be – you will continue to be locked down and wear masks until we are able to fascistically implement socialism.
Well, of course.
Yes.
What they always want to do.
So is fascistically a word or did I just invent that?
I'm pretty – well, if it's not a word, it will be now.
Okay.
We're going to call it
– Chad will correct me on
– We're going to call it an Ordeism until we hear otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Yeah. That's what. Also, critical race theory is the legislature is voting on it to pass it, and in schools that'll be a 6 million. 6 million children will be taught critical race theory if it passes.
Woohoo! We're all gonna die.
Yeah, Jez, I'm going to say congratulations because now I can make barista jokes without feeling bad.
Well, what happened? I'm not in chat yet. I need to get in there.
She's doing well. She's improving her stock in life.
Nice.
So. Nice. Yes. So, what's going on with you, man? What's grinding your gears tonight?
Might be a shorter list to say what's not grinding my gears.
Yeah.
Good Lord, man. I mean,
what's not pissing you off?
Can I just make a suggestion? You know, somebody, you know, in Biden's cabinet, you know, the group of people that's always around him when he's signing all this stuff. Can you just slip his resignation in there? He doesn't read a damn thing he signs anyway. Can we just make that?
Yeah.
Can we just make that
happen? I mean. Yeah. Let's go ahead and make that happen. I made a joke during G Show. In chat where when he was talking about the Biden-Harris, the hyphenated presidency, and I said, well, that's because she's keeping her campaign name.
Oh. Well, I mean, it could be worse. There's a couple times he called it the Harris-Biden campaign when he was campaigning. I was like, hello? Something we need to know.
Did you see him forget his Secretary of Defense's name yesterday as well, or was that today?
I think it was today.
Yesterday or today. He forgot it. Yeah, he forgot his Secretary of Defense's name and the building known as the Pentagon.
Yeah, the building with five sides. He suddenly couldn't remember the name. Jesus. God, what have we done, man?
Yeah, he's doing I used to call, you know, he used to be a general. I keep forgetting to call for him. You know, the guy that works over in the building doing that thing. You know, the thing.
The guy who's working over in the building doing those things.
And of course, you know, there's the WAPO fact checkers and Snopes to carry his water for him. Well, he didn't actually forget his Secretary of Defense's name. He's just, you know, he's doing that folksy things he does. You mean like the racism? That's a folksy thing he does, too, that y'all give him a pass on.
Yeah, the folksy things he does. Yeah, funny thing about that is because he is pretty racist.
He is pretty dumb. Yeah, and yeah, that's just Joe being Joe. No evidence of Trump's racism whatsoever. Oh, he's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's a fascist. But you have 50 years of Biden's overt racism. Oh, that's just Joe being folksy.
It was a different time, sir. It was a different time. You don't understand.
We can't judge people on, you know, how things were in the past. I'm sorry, isn't that the entire premise behind cancel culture?
Pretty much. They seem to forget that part, though.
Yeah, JC, 80 million people voted for President Silver Alert.
I'm still convinced that
he flies around in that thing, those brothers.
I'm still convinced that the fence around the Capitol is to make sure he doesn't wander off.
You know what? Prove me wrong. Seriously, that makes more sense than insurgents. You know, insurgents from Kekistan.
Speaking of other things that grind my gears. They did this big special. I think it was on ABC last week. It's recorded. I haven't turned it on yet, but my primetime thing on the Hopper for Dish caught it, and it's like this big thing about the whole, you know, uprising in DC. I think is what they called it. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Are you kidding me right now? Seriously? I just, you know,
yeah,
with as crappy as 20 was, I was really hoping 21 was going to be better in a lot of ways. I just wish I would have kept my fucking mouth shut. Just saying. Because I jinxed it, yeah, and it's just bad.
Yeah, I blame you.
I'm a big boy. I can take it.
I blame you.
I get blamed for a lot of shit, so I'm good. Just ask my soon-to-be ex. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Did I say that? My bad.
I don't know. I'm going to say again that the break from Twitter is kind of nice, but I feel bad because there are people that need to be smacked down. And people saying the worst person on the planet right now, and I'm totally forgetting her name. Excuse me while I Google real quick.
Busting out the Google foo on the air.
I just drew a dumb, and give me just a minute here. Wow, that was further back than I thought. Yeah, carry on while I find it. You do your grinding your gear thing. And
all right, well, let's see what else we can find real quick.
Oh, Taylor Lorenz. The one who was the one who was aghast at there being unfettered conversations on Clubhouse. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Jeff guessed it too. Yeah. She's one of those people who like says and does these incredibly stupid and self-serving and just she is the absolute textbook definition of a cry bully, where she will get her, what does she have, 1.5 million followers to dogpile on someone, and then when she gets blowback, especially like in this case when she gets called out by Tucker Carlson, the NYT comes to her defense. And yeah, I mean, She has got no sense of ethics or even remotely accurate as a person. And she's just... This is what's wrong with blue check Twitterati, is that they can be these garbage people, and then they can cry foul when there's any blowback to them whatsoever. But these are the same people who will go out of their way to not only get you fired, but to completely ruin your life and leave you with no other choice but leaving the country or suicide.
Oh, boy.
Is that your refrigerator?
No.
Okay.
No, that was me reading through and figuring out that a lot of restaurants are closing in 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently even Taco Bell's cutting back, like, big.
But they won the franchise wars. All restaurants are Taco Bell.
Not in this timeline, sir. Not in this timeline. Remember, it was supposed to be San Angeles by now. That hasn't happened yet, so...
Fingers crossed.
Apparently another one losing locations. Actually, the Cheesecake Factory has stopped paying rent in all of its locations as of March 2020. Nice.
Hey! Yeah, that... Wait, okay, so as of March 2020... So right when the COVID hit last year, they just stopped paying rent?
Yeah, because they were because of the eviction protections. There are a lot of businesses that took advantage of that as soon as the federal government said, hey, you can't evict anybody right now. All the businesses were like, hey, we don't got to pay rent. Olive Garden did the same thing. Olive Garden, let's see, hang on. What did they say again? In March 2020, Darden Restaurants, which owns Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, and other casual dining restaurants chains reported that their profits dropped as much as 60% compared to 2019 reports. So I guess they didn't stop paying their rent. They just took a 60% cut. So yeah, apparently even some Olive Garden locations and stuff are going to be closing. Longhorn Steakhouse isn't terrible, but for the price, I'd rather go to... Texas Roadhouse, because it's better food quality anyway, for cheaper money. But anyway, I'm just kind of scrolling through and seeing what was actually popping up, because, you know, I'm hungry, so restaurants, food.
See, here's the problem with that, in that, okay, so I get it, Applebee's and Fuddruckers and the rest, and you know, Olive Garden, they needed to protect themselves. I understand that. However, there were no protections for the actual landlords, no protections for the mall owners, no protections. So as the malls close, these businesses have nowhere to be. And I said this early on in the COVID, any reservation, or in your case, the entire state of Oklahoma, if they were smart, they should have been developing commercial property like the second this was apparent that it was going to last more than the 15 days, because then they could be getting, like they did with the casinos, huge, huge windfalls of people tripping over themselves to be in strip malls on Indian land, or even shopping malls on Indian land. Yeah, now I want Fuddruckers too. Damn it, JC. God damn, that's an excellent burger.
Fuddruckers! So this is interesting, and I didn't know this because I haven't really been on Twitter much lately because, you know, lack of internet and electricity. But apparently it has come to the attention of a lot of Twitter folks that the very popular troll account on Twitter, otherwise known as Brooklyn Dad, turns out he's actually a PAC shrill for the Democratic Party. Big surprise.
But gee, who could have predicted that?
Who could have saw that coming? So the headline over at The Blaze is popular Twitter troll revealed to be on Democrat PAC payroll and the backlash is brutal. People are finding out that the Brooklyn Dad dude on Twitter is a paid shill for Democrats. Twitter is full of paid Democrat shills like him. We need paid Republican shills. I would sign up for that.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but okay. Any of these it's kind of obvious, though, because any of these super high follower, non-blue check or blue check for no good reason, you know, famous for being famous accounts like Brooklyn Dad and a couple others, it should be painfully obvious that they are that they are political shills in the fact that it's like the Krasenstein brothers. They had nothing to do but tweet all day. Okay, their MLM scams weren't that lucrative, so they were obviously being paid. Much the same as you go back to the days of the Trump campaign when you had that big fight between Baked Alaska and Cernovich, where it came out that Cernovich was paying Baked Alaska to shitpost all day. So, you know, it's of course this goes on. You know, who was paying Cernovich is a question. My guess would be, goddamn, fat fucker. Bad hair. Looks like he has a grease stain on him when he hasn't actually eaten anything yet that day. Steve Bannon. I'm pretty sure it was Bannon. Yeah.
By the
way, sir. Yeah, I mean.
You're mispronouncing the name. It's Cernovich. You're mispronouncing the name. You got to put the lisp in there.
Cernovich.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, speaking of 2016 grifters, did you see Milo is no longer gay?
G mentioned something about that. I hadn't seen it yet, but I was like, when he said that, I was luckily muted because I was like, what the fuck?
I know.
Yeah, I was like, what? So, I guess gay conversion therapy works. Oh,
You see, that's the thing. He's turning that into that. That's going to be his grift. He's going to spend the next 10 years talking about how, you know, he has. But okay. I would not put it. Yeah, I said this in a couple Discord. It would not surprise me at all if it came out that Milo was homo for clicks.
Well, you know.
Seriously, I mean, he was a Gamergate grifter. He was a grifter for Trump. The guy is just such scum.
Yeah, except now he's going to be a grifter for Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, JC. Milo still loves the BBC.
You're lucky Sam's not here.
You know what's funny is that's the action. Talking about Milo is where the BBC joke came from.
Oh, I know. I remember. I was producing for you.
You were the producer. That's right. That goes way. God, can you believe that was 6 years ago?
I know, right? Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah,
that was the time I started joking.
Good times.
That was the time I started joking with Sam about loading up a rooster sound clip every time you made that joke, and then she's like, "He better not ever make that joke on the air again." So then I started trying to make you make it just to piss her off.
and that's where we got. No, I think it's just fate that McDonald's came up with the that fucking rooster commercial. We got to get new ad rolls, dude.
Yeah,
especially on Richard Harden because he's still talking about K98.
I know.
He's playing reruns from 2014, dude.
Hey, he pays for his airtime. He can play whatever the fuck he wants.
That's true. That's your check a year.
Yeah, he doesn't want any of the other station ads to run, so he's the only one that has to pay for his airtime. Because that's the deal I made with everybody.
Okay.
As long as I get to put my ads in there, I won't make you pay for airtime. But if I can't put my ads in there, you got to pay for your airtime. And he didn't want my ads in there. So I don't care what he puts in there because it's his time. He paid for it.
All right. It's just weird listening to
K98. Yeah. What can I say? Especially since some iteration of that thing actually still exists. I just don't run it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you see that there is a 30% increase in kids in cages right now than there was during the peak of Trump putting kids in cages?
Yeah, because but it's just Joe being Joe.
And okay, this one I love. So, Jen Psaki, she gets asked a question about that today. And she says, well, you need to ask INS about that. That's not our program. They said, we did ask INS. Well, you should ask him again. That's not our program. Okay. I don't know a lot, but I'm pretty sure INS is an executive branch department.
Yeah, you would think.
So that would make it your program?
Yeah, you would think.
I'm just spitballing here. I mean, I don't know that the Senate can be gerrymandered. I don't know. We got to go to commercial. A wave of dumb washed over me at that statement.
A wave of dumb, huh? All right, so let's take the break then, give you a chance to recoup. You know, maybe you should go hang out behind the set. Maybe you should go hang out behind the Circle K for a minute.
There are no moms for me to... Anyways.
I'm saying
your mom to people on Discord.
There are always moms somewhere, sir. All right, so on that note, we're going to take a break. All right, be right back.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right.
Considering our off-air discussion, I thought this number was appropriate. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That's right. You missed it. You can't always hear about the things we talk about when we're not on the hot mic. So, ha! Anyway, welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Robinson and Amish Show. We are live. Amish Robinson? Robinson Horry? Whatever the hell you want to call it. All we know is Dan's not here. Because he's not real. Anyway, so...
Or real.
That's what I just said. Dan's not here because he's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just discovered, and this is me living, you know, not paying attention, missing things. I don't know why I missed this. I didn't know that it was actually going to be a thing. But later this year on Showtime, they are having a series based on the video game Halo. Why not? I think that'd be kind of awesome, actually. You know, I used to think, okay, TV shows that were made after, or movies made after video games or board games, looking at you, Battleship, which, by the way, is my secret pleasure. Guilty pleasure is watching Battleship. Anyway, they generally suck. But Witcher and a couple others have, not Red versus Blue, though that would be a live action Red versus Blue would be awesome. No, this is actually with Master Chief and everything. So, but I think Witcher really upped the bar on even the Resident Evil movies to an extent. I mean, that is just can't be fun.
I mean,
the Silent Hill movies could have been better.
Yeah, I mean, don't misunderstand. It's just they've already tried to do some of the Halo movies type stuff, and I don't know. I guess it depends on how they do it, because there's been a couple of things that I've seen. I think it was on Netflix for a while, and I think it's on Prime now. And it's like a cartoon version, and my kids wanted to watch it, and I fell asleep on it. So yeah. Anyway, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn with the whole video.
This one, I'm actually kind of.
Although I do agree with you about Battleship.
Go ahead.
I really liked Battleship. I know I probably shouldn't have, but it's just I actually watched it like 5 or 6 times, just because it's just kind of fun to watch.
You know what's actually basically just a recruitment film for the Marines, but I do enjoy it. Battle Los Angeles.
So that's another one that's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's still shit, but it's fun shit. Because it's just, oh my God. I mean, where Battleship was actual recruitment for the Navy, and Battle Los Angeles was recruitment for the Marines. I'm wondering, did the other branches of the military have movies that came out that year that were in that time frame that were similar? I mean, I know the Army had America's Army video game for a while, but I'm trying to think, you know. I mean, Top Gun, yes, that's a, you will never find a better recruitment for the Air Force or the Navy than Top Gun. I'm sorry for a moment I conflated naval aviators with pilots, and I apologize to both Francis.
I hope Hamby's not listening. You might get something dropped on your head.
I know. Yeah. One of the good things about not being on Twitter, I don't have to fear that retribution, though I'm sure they'll find me on Minds. Or MeWe. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, did the Air Force ever have... I mean, you can't really call... Well, no, I don't think the Air Force has ever had a recruitment movie like those two.
Well, they did, but the Air Force... I was going to say that Air Force's recruitment movie was a little more campy, but it actually did get attention of kids like me, because I was actually one of those kids that was actually getting snuck into the simulator just like the movie when I lived on the base. Yeah, so that was fun. So that was one of those life-imitating art things. I never got to go up because my stepdad wasn't a pilot, but I did get to play in the simulator a lot, which was fun.
Jeff, where'd you get that meme from? Did you make it, or is it out in the wild? It had to be out in the wild because it has ban spelled. He's got a meme in chat. Gets a 7-day ban on Facebook, signs up for MeWe, likes MeWe better than Facebook, and it's got John Cleese and Monty Python's Holy Grail. A blessing from God.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I want to watch Battle Los Angeles again. Well, I keep wanting to say Battlefield Earth, and there's no way I want to watch that movie ever again.
Oh God, that was the worst movie ever.
So terrible. Just.
I don't even know how they got half of the people that were in that movie to be in that movie. It's just that bad.
They're all Scientologists.
This is true.
L. Ron Hubbard wrote that. They're all Scientologists. L. Ron Hubbard wrote that. And
there's the connection I was looking for, so thank you. Because I'm like, how in the hell did they get John Travolta to do that? I didn't realize it was L. Ron Hubbard.
Right, and Forrest Whitaker, and yeah.
Wait, Forrest Whitaker's a Scientologist?
That's how they...
I didn't know that. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
That makes me sad. I like Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, I don't know if he is, but I mean, I know he was in the movie. I don't know if he's actually a Scientologist, but...
Probably, because I'm pretty sure everybody that was in I think that was a requirement to be in the movie. That was a recruitment...
Probably.
That was a recruitment video for Scientology.
Okay. Yeah, I...
Apparently,
wow.
Apparently, I thought that was funny.
I was just looking at the cast. So, yep, nobody really in that other than John Travolta, Barry Pepper, and Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. Wait, can we talk about Saito? Are we going to get sued?
I don't care. What are they going to do? Come find me?
Don't think they won't.
I ain't scared. Probably should be, but I ain't. They some weird mofos. I watched some of that Leah Remini stuff. I ain't playing.
Okay, wait. Okay, it's one of the top five Google things I have to... Yeah, he's a Scientologist.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure much... After you mentioned that, I'm pretty sure everybody that was in that movie was probably a Scientologist, because I'm pretty sure it was a recruitment video.
I think, yeah, we're talking about recruitment videos for the Marines and for the Navy. There's a... there was another recruitment film. And, boy, didn't that work out well for him.
Apparently.
What are you watching, man?
Let's see. What have I been watching lately? I haven't really been watching anything new. But, again, was trying to watch Jared Padalecki in the reboot of Walker, Texas Ranger, and I can't do it. Because it's completely woke, and most of the fight scenes and everything else are actually from his female partner. And I'm just like, you know, this is, you know, I get that you're trying to make things, you know, more inclusive, but you're like, you've destroyed everything Walker, Texas Ranger stood for. Not that the original show was that great, mind you, but it was fun, you know, but, you know, just the idea of, you know, like, one of the scenes that really turned me off was in, well, first of all, it was a really hard show for me to get into, because this is right about the same time that my wife left, and the whole premise of the show is basically him dealing with a similar situation, but I don't want to give too much of it away in case anybody hasn't watched it yet. So I'm, like, trying not to bust out in tears all the time, because I'm like, oh my god, no. But then there's, like, this one scene where she's teaching him to drive a stick. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Dude lives in Texas. How the fuck does he not know how to drive a stick shift? What the hell?
Right. Is he a millennial?
It's Jared Padalecki. He's not a millennial. He's not that much older, younger than I am. I don't think he counts as a millennial. I don't think. I don't know. But still, I'm just thinking, you live in Texas.
No. That's just a joke.
Oh, I know. I understand.
No, that's the joke. The millennials can't drive stick shift.
I understood what you meant. I'm just saying, in general, that whole thing just kind of pissed me off. Because I'm like, dude, you live in fucking Texas. There ain't no fucking way that anybody who was born in goddamn Texas does not know how to drive a fucking stick shift. And if you do, get your ass out of Austin and go to the country. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? My bad. Anyway. But yeah, so, and apparently my middle son likes it, so he's started recording it again. He's like, do you care if we keep watching this together? I'm like, well, you're asking me to spend time with you, so it's not like I'm going to tell you no. But yeah, not my favorite show to watch.
Can we do something else? This sucks.
No, well, I mean, honestly, he doesn't really ask to spend much time with me, so as soon as he was like, hey, Dad, I got that recording so we can start watching it again, I'm like, okay. Because yeah, he's usually... He's like I was at around 16, 17, always on a video game. The difference is he's physically 25, but mentally 16, and will probably be pretty much forever mentally 16. So his whole highlight of his day is, I get to go play video games now. And it makes me sad, because right. I want to be playing video games too, but I have to be in here doing, like, responsible shit. Little bastard.
I want to play more video games.
I know, right? That's the other thing I've been talking about with some of the friends I've been reconnecting with, because it's people that I've known for forever. I was like, do you remember when we were kids and we were always talking about how cool it was going to be when we were adults and we could do whatever the fuck we want? What were we thinking? Because all I do now is go to work, cook dinner, do a few podcasts occasionally, maybe go to dinner. And that's pretty much it. I work all the fucking time. I barely do anything that's fun. The highlight of my weekend is usually having a house full of grandkids. I'm old.
Yeah, that's the lie. That's the lie that guidance counselors tell you.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want when you grow up. Sure. Yeah.
Luke. Sure, you can.
You're such a liar, man.
Speaking of video games, I turned Jeff onto this and a couple other people, and I'm absolutely just stunned. Okay, there's this game out called Valheim. It's a Viking-based survival game. And, okay, it's beta. It's definitely looks beta. There's collisions. Your ragdoll isn't very well fleshed out. It's pretty. The rest of the graphics in the game are very pretty. What blew my mind was I was looking at it the other day. In the first 3 weeks, they sold 3 million pre-release beta copies, early access beta copies. That is, I have never heard of that. That I didn't realize there was such thirst for Viking-based survival games. But here we are.
Fun times.
Yes, Al, absolutely. Guidance counselors are one of the many reasons we have a generation of woke victims. It's like the great line from a movie. If guidance counselors knew anything about life, they wouldn't be guidance counselors.
Those who can do. Those who can't counsel.
Those. Right.
Anyway.
So. Yeah, you know. Okay, talking about driving a stick though. Growing up, I learned to drive a stick, and it's a skill I didn't need for a couple decades, so I kind of regressed and forgot. And I relearned how to drive a stick driving a 10-speed beer truck.
You had me a beer truck.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of like, okay, now I can drive almost anything. You know, I maybe not a tractor trailer, but anything, you know. So... Yeah, I know, JC. Totally people I didn't think would be into this game are talking about this game. And like I said, 3 million copies in 3 weeks for an EA game, that's unheard of. I mean, unless it's like a huge, you know, existing franchise already.
Fun times.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that, Jeff. It's true. It is this decade's Minecraft with a touch of D&D and Viking lore. And this is what I've been talking about. Why is there no Age of Sail video games? I mean, there's Port Royale, but they don't really grab the whole Golden Age of Sail pirate time frame that I want and crave. So somebody get on that. Coffee Stain, looking at you. You're making two of the very limited games that I've allowed on my hard drive. So get on it. I'm actually tempted to try out Goat Simulator based off of how much I'm enjoying Satisfactory and Valheim. Yes, they have a game, Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator? I'm afraid.
It's
very, very afraid.
So, in anticipating your next question, what am I watching? Apparently Coming to America 2 ads. Because that's about as far as I've made it into TV at night before sacking the hell out.
Yeah, that's kind of me lately, because, you know, in between power issues and everything else, I really haven't been able to watch much TV, and that, and, you know, without being, since I can't really do much of anything else, and I was trying to do everything I could to make sure my phone didn't die. By the time the power came back consistently, it was at like 3%. I was like, So, yeah, I was just like, yeah, but speaking of Coming to America 2, I've heard really mixed reviews. I haven't watched it yet. I've heard some people say it's good, other people say it's trash, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to fuck up my good memories of Coming to America, the original. So I'm kind of afraid to watch it now.
Yeah, it's I am too, and I discovered I didn't actually catch the two most recent episodes of The Expanse. So that's what I've been trying to watch and only making it through the Coming to America 2 ads.
Yeah, I actually need to kind of go back and rewatch The Expanse because it was one of those things where I kept trying to watch it and then I would get distracted and deal with other stuff. So I know enough of what happened, but I kind of feel like I've missed some key points, and I just kind of feel like I was like, I hope that's not the end of it, because it just doesn't really seem like they resolved much of anything. But anyway... Because I heard this was supposed to be the last season, so I'm like, I hope that wasn't all. But I don't know.
I don't think it will. But I mean, because it didn't get the reception that the last two seasons did. First, when it was going to Prime, everybody was really, you know, excited about that. And then last season was fantastic. And this season, I'm appreciating for taking the break and come back to it.
Yeah, I don't know. What the, this isn't season 5, is it?
I don't think I don't think about it too when I'm watching it going, is this season going to suck? And it's slow moving, but about episode 4, it starts to coalesce into what the season's about.
Yeah, but I mean, hell, it's only like, what, 19 episodes? So you're like halfway in before it's like, okay, now it's, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to go, now that it's all there, I'm just going to have to go back and binge watch the whole thing and see if I can get into it. It's just, I don't know. This season was really hard for me for some reason. And I'm like, there was just, it was disjointed. Everybody spread out all over the place. And I'm just like, I don't like it. Bastards. Why you gotta fuck with things that work, man? Why you gotta fuck with things that work? Anyway.
I don't like the Naomi character. I really don't. I mean, and up until now, I mean, she's been integral in the story, but not the focus of it. And that was the hard part of the third episode and half of the fourth one, was because as it was so focused on her, I was like, oh, God, can we just get on to Holden or something else? I just, her story doesn't interest me. It's the one character arc I couldn't care less about.
See, I always kind of liked her until this season. This is the point where I kind of got to the same point you are. I was like, you know what? She is great as a supporting character. She sucks as the main focus. Like, there's no, yeah. It doesn't work for me. I was like, but yeah, so anyway.
I don't care or if just the story is that uninteresting.
I think it might be that the story for this season is just really uninteresting, because I feel like we took a huge step backwards. I mean, because last season we finally started getting to see what was beyond the gate and all this stuff, and now all of a sudden we're like back to inter-system squabbles, and I'm just like, I feel like this should have happened before. This should have been like, if they were gonna do the story arc the way they did it, this should have been last season. And last season should have been this season. Because to me, it just feels like everything is fucking out of order.
You know, because I was really excited because last season we actually started trying. Because that was a thing, dude. All of a sudden it was an expanded universe. And now we spend the whole season back in the soul system. And I'm just like, really? What? I don't get it. Not to mention the fact that you really expect me to believe that... Yeah, anyway. I'm trying not to give away too much because I don't know how many people haven't watched it yet. But the whole premise of this season is just dumb. I'm just saying. Yeah. That, the premise of what's happening, I can buy. And I'm opposite of you. I actually think that it's interesting and it's cool because this is kind of like, you know, in what it is, the Belters are trying to say, nah, the ring gates, that's our shit. You all have your problems that you can keep inside the belt, and out is us. And I'm cool with that, and that's a great story, and let's explore that. And no, let's watch Naomi and her family problems.
See, I don't like the whole thing. But yeah, the emphasis on Naomi makes it even worse for me, because I mean, like I said, I've actually not ever really minded the character before this season, but in every other season she's not played. I mean, she's been there, but she's not been the focal point of like 4 of this 10 fucking episodes. I'm just like, ah, how many times can we watch you go in and out of the same place, panting, and you know? Stop it.
Story made her interesting, but her backstory is not an interesting story.
Anyway, maybe I'm just cranky. That could be.
It's the power of and. Both can be true.
Shut up.
Yes, I heard they were doing a live-action Powerpuff Girls.
Nice.
With Chloe back. That's dirty.
just gonna say you're getting a little distracted over there, sir.
Just I don't know how to take that. I really don't. I'm having trouble processing.
I could tell you how to take it, but then it really would get dirty.
Parsing that one out in my brain pan is going to be difficult. You doing an AOTR tonight?
Yes, sir.
I better let you get on with that.
Yeah, I was about to start playing outro music anyway. All right, so on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get out of here. Got an America Off the Rails coming up next, because I've been a slacker for most of this week because I haven't had power. So I figure I should do at least one show this week that didn't involve a co-host. And then Stacy and I are coming back next week for sure. Got all the kinks worked out, I think, finally. Part of it's been me trying to figure out this new machine, because every time I think I have it figured out, it does something dumb, and then I have to go back and figure out what all the settings are again. But I think, after several days of playing with it, I've figured out what I need to have in what position to make things work properly. Okay, this conversation is going the wrong direction. On that note, I'm going to get out of here. He's going to go and probably hang out in the chat for a little bit. Off the Rails coming up next, and as far as I know, we should have some, we should hopefully have some Buffoon of the Week to catch up on, since I haven't been able to do this show in a few days, so we'll take a look at that while we're on commercial. We'll be right back, for those of you hanging out for the late shift. For those of you who are not, again, Daily Dose is on break until Monday, so won't be any of that tomorrow either, because...
It's not all about you, you know.
And, well, you know, whatever. And, yeah, and you actually are on tomorrow, aren't you?
I am, Culture Shift.
Culture Shift.
Me and Brad Slag. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We missed an episode during EPAC, so we've got a month's worth of catching up to do.
Oh, boy. That should be fun. You guys are never getting Brad off the air tomorrow.
Nope.